Episode 2020, When Pleasing Others is Hurting You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is time to get your health on. It is Wellness Wednesday. Come on, rise and shine. We're talking about a really tough subject here. Have you ever been a people pleaser? A lot of us are. So what happens when pleasing others is hurting you? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, healthy living for you should not be a reflection of other people's feelings, opinions, and choices. So what do you do when pleasing others is hurting you? This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life has a tendency of drawing us into what other people think. Why is that? It appears to be a default in the human DNA. We care what other people think. And in some cases, being pushed by other people can be very encouraging and very motivating, and it can actually be beneficial to us. However, when you are always comparing and compromising yourself for the sake of others, this is where a line needs to be drawn in the sand. You know, moms have this struggle a ton. We try to take care of ourselves, but only at the cost of caring for others. We leave the leftovers to ourselves, which isn't much at the end of the day. I mean, have you looked in your refrigerator? Have you seen your leftovers lately? Would you want to eat them? How do you think that makes you feel when you give your best to everybody else and you only have the leftovers for yourself? You know, I did this for years and I really thought I was doing the right thing. And I was doing it for the right reason, for my family and for my community. And I really thought, honestly, I'm being real and raw here with you. I really thought that's what God wanted me to do, that I was supposed to give. The thing is, I gave and I gave and I gave over and over and over again. But for me, my tank, little did I know, was becoming empty and more empty and more empty. The reality of my health, I was slowly killing myself, both from the outside in and the inside out. Now, I know that's a really, really strong statement. But we have to look at how we live our lives and for whom we are living them for in order to understand the magnitude of our decisions every day when it comes to our health. What you do impacts not just the world that you touch, but it impacts you first. You can't keep living on leftovers. You can't do it. There's got to come a point in your life where you say, I'm worth it. I need to say no to things and be okay with it. And then at other times, I can say yes, but that's it. I only give myself so much leeway. You know, people pleasing can lead you to a state of constant stress. And you know what happens with constant stress. Cortisol levels rise. And what does that mean? Weight gain. Not good. And so then what happens when you're feeling sluggish and yucky and you're just not ready to do things and you're like, oh, and you're all stressed out? You just got a really big bomb of craziness happening and it's a chaos and your body doesn't know what to do. So it's always in a fight or flight mode. That state of constant stress is not healthy. People pleasers also tend to be afraid of confrontation. The focus is on keeping the peace. This can lead to burying the hurt and anger. When we feel like we're only getting the leftovers, and I know you do, you just don't admit to it. That's just how it is. We bottle it all up inside. And then we have a few explosions that happen. And usually those explosions are towards the people we love the most. And we don't mean to hurt them, but it's because we have buried so much hurt, anger, frustration. Just, gosh, why is everybody against me? Whatever those feelings and emotions are, you stuff it and you stuff it down deep. And it takes one little trigger and you just explode. It's like a nuclear bomb. You know, people pleasers also become overwhelmed and flustered by all that is on their plate. The easiest thing to do is compromise your own health by overeating or undereating. So you can actually have weight gain or weight loss. A lot of people don't talk about the weight loss part, and I'm talking about too much weight loss. Everybody's like, well, sign me up for weight loss. I always could, you know, tend to lose 5 or 10 pounds. Sign me up. But some of us lose weight and the weight loss is too great for our body. And so we compromise our own health, whether we're overeating or undereating. This is the recipe for disaster. And unfortunately, majority of us are naturally people pleasers because we do care about what other people think. And then we also compare. It's not just about the care part, but then we compare. Have you ever given much thought to your health lately? Maybe you have, but more in terms of muscle aches and pains, being tired with little energy, or just overall feeling older than what you really want to feel. Your health isn't about looking side to side. It's not about trying to be someone you're not. It's not trying to be a certain number on the scale or a certain number on the hanger. So what do you do when pleasing others is hurting you? You got to stop and focus on you. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Focus on you. Too much emphasis lately is put on what others think or say. When you focus on you, you take the pressure off of not living up to others' feelings, opinions, and choices. So I want you to consider these three questions, and it's going to be looking at you differently. Okay, the focus, remember, is on you. So number one, what do you see in your reflection? Now, in that question, there is one rule. You must be kind with what you say. You can tell the truth, but you need to be kind. Unfortunately, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we usually belittle ourselves. We cut ourselves down. We make ourselves less than what we really are because we are our worst critic. It's the way that us as human beings are made. Call it our DNA, call it whatever, sinful nature. It's human beings. So I want you to look at yourself. What do you see in your reflection? Maybe you start with just your face. Maybe before you get in the shower, you look at your whole body. Now, I would say do this in privacy, just saying. But what do you see in your reflection? Notate all of it, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, okay? But remember, the key thing here is to be kind, truthful, but kind. So watch how you phrase things. It can be truth, but it's truth in love, truth in kindness. Number two, what do you like about what you see? So in this whole list, and maybe you only have 5 things, great. Maybe you have 25 things. It doesn't matter how many you have or don't have. Look at what you do have and say, which ones do I really like? What do I like? Because most of us are looking for what we don't like. We are good at the negative. I want you to see what you do like about yourself. And I want you to be proud of that. And I want you to wake up every morning and say, man, I've got beautiful blue eyes. And then when you need to work on those eyes, you're like, what? I need to work on my eyes? Yeah, because when you look at your eyes, maybe you say, I love my beautiful blue eyes, but they are tired eyes. Well, guess what we need to fix? Maybe we need to get a little more sleep. You see the difference of saying, man, you look old and tired and run down. Well, that's just like, I don't even want to look at myself in the mirror when I say that. No one does. So it's not cut you down, type of discussion here with yourself. Be kind in every single way you answer these questions. Number one, what do you see in your reflection? Number two, what do you like about what you see in your reflection? And finally, number three, what do you wish you could change in what you see? This is looking more towards what? The negative. Now, you're not cutting yourself down, but you're being honest and truthful. Maybe you have a little bit of extra weight in your belly area. Maybe you feel less toned in a certain area of your body. You know, as we get older, we are losing our muscle mass more frequently. So we've got to build it, which means we've got to eat properly. And we also have to, yes, have intentional movement. We've got to have our fitness incorporated into our everyday. And so when you look at that, say, okay, look, I'm honest. Yeah, I'm not going to have an 8-pack or a 12-pack. Dream on. But guess what? I can have a tight core. So even though I may have had 3 children, it's all right because I know my core is solid and I know it's strong, which means it's going to protect my back and it's going to help me stand up stronger and my posture is going to look better longer as I age. Wow, all of that for just taking care of my core? Yeah, bonus. Do you see the difference of the conversations when you're asking yourself these questions and you take it from the perspective of being kind to yourself with love? You've got to have that truth there. You have to, but it's all in love. What do you see in your reflection? What do you like about what you see? And finally, number three, what do you wish you could change in what you see? Now, believe it or not, you might discover that you like yourself more than before you started to focus on you. And that should put a smile on your face and in your heart. You were created, not by accident. And unfortunately, when we don't love ourselves, and I know you might be sitting there going, Christiane, you don't know what I've been through, but I don't love myself very much. I don't love myself because I'm 20 pounds overweight. I don't love myself because, I don't know, my marriage just isn't sitting right. And I just feel like it's a hopeless situation. I don't love myself because I tend to be more upset at my children than having a loving, kind attitude. What I want you to do is stop putting yourself down all the time. Give yourself some credit. You aren't as bad as you think you are. So stop beating yourself up with what you think others are saying about you. You see, that's where we fall short. Most of what we repeat to ourselves is that of what we presume others are saying. That weird look that we get in the grocery store. That look even at home from your spouse. And you have no idea what he meant by it. And you dare not ask because why? Oh, you don't want to have a confrontation or you don't want even to have any conflict because then that means what? You have to face it and you don't want to do that either. So you just let it go, but you don't let it go. You what? You stuff it all down. Give yourself some credit. Love yourself right now where you're at. Are you perfect? Of course you're not. I am nowhere near perfection, and I never will be. We'll get to perfection when we're called home. But you know what? God has a lot more in store for you here on earth, and He wants you to do His work. So you've got to be ready, and you've got to be healthy. You got to feel good. And that doesn't mean that we have the perfect heart rhythm patterns. That doesn't mean we get the perfect amount of sleep every night. No. Why? Because life happens. But we do learn how to take care of ourselves. We do learn that leftovers isn't everything. We learn that it's okay to say no. And it's great to feel confident in saying no. So count your blessings. See the beauty within yourself. So then you can take and focus on you with love and kindness, not with, oh my gosh, I'm just dreading this. And if I'm dreading it, everybody else is too. And man, life is just going to be miserable over the next 2 months because I'm just going to be all in and I'm just going to do it. And I don't care what anybody says. Is that really how you want to live your life? That's not a lifestyle. And honestly, that's not healthy living. You may always be overweight. You may not have the muscles that you so desire, but you still can be strong. You still can be healthy. But you have to be your best selfie. And that means taking care of who you are by focusing on you. Stop leaving the leftovers for yourself. Make yourself a priority today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. Go out, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.